Well, if you love books and you love Wisconsin, we have got an event for you for sure. The Wisconsin Book Festival is having its annual fall event, starts this Thursday, and it's a mix of in-person and virtual author talks and readings. Larry Mueller here, by the way. Great to have you along today on the Ideas Network. Connor Moran with us now, the Wisconsin Book Festival director. He's worked on the festival since 2013, and he's going to talk with us about some of the featured authors, some of the special events, so you can maybe plan what you might want to check out. And are you planning to attend a reading at this year's festival, either in person or online? Maybe you've had the opportunity to attend a book festival event in the past and want to comment on it. Maybe you have suggestions for perhaps future festivals. I hope you'll join in. Number to call, 1-800-642-1234. It's 800-642-1234. Or you can email us, the email address, ideas@wpr.org. ideas@wpr.org. Connor Moran, welcome. Thanks for taking time to be with us today. I really appreciate it.
Larry, it's great to be here. Thank you for having me.
8 years for you.
Yeah, 8 years, 9 festivals. It feels like only yesterday, and it feels like such a long time at the same time.
That's a lot of work. Maybe I'll ask you as we move along here at some point what you do as director. But let's talk about the shows or the festival itself. It's actually a year-round celebration.
Yep. Yeah, we're definitely, I would say in about 2015, we made the wholesale change to being a year-round event. Because the library has its own venue, we're able to bring in authors all year round when their book comes out or when they're out on tour, or maybe just when they're visiting Madison, instead of having to pack it into just one weekend. But that weekend is so special. We do host our annual fall celebration, and that's coming up starting on Thursday and running through Sunday.
Chloe Benjamin says she loves to write and she loves to read in the fall. I just had her on the show.
So yeah, I was listening.
And the fall is a great time to be doing this for sure.
Yeah. Well, and Chloe's one of our great authors. Yeah. She's been so supportive over the years of the festival, and it's just wonderful.
Yeah, she's a great writer. Well, how does you have a selection process, I assume?
We do. I would say there are five ways, five different avenues you can go to getting a Wisconsin Book Festival event. The most kind of like public facing is we have an open proposal period every year from April 1st to June 30th, 90 days where we take pitches from anybody that's authors who have their own books, publishers. You know, if you had an idea, Larry, and you wanted to email me and say, hey, bring this person, we'll take that pitch too. And that helps us kind of frame out what the fall celebration is going to look like. We do a lot of events with partners, so community partners like the Program in Creative Writing or the Wisconsin Science Festival or the Madison Institute or different organizations around Madison who are bringing somebody who has a book and want to have a public facing event. We do a lot of that. The library has its own programs and different things that we're doing. Right now they're doing a program about Native traditions and Indigenous traditions, and we're going to be hosting an event in December with Patty Lowe around that, so that, you know, kind of working with that. I then solicit publishers and publicists and try to get people to come. And then publishers email me directly and they say, we want to send this person. So there are a lot of different ways that these events come about.
Do you receive, like here at Wisconsin Public Radio, we receive a lot of books in the mail.
I was hearing you say you gave 92 books to your friend, all of which you read. I'm not quite there. I get a lot of books. I mean, my wife and I have an agreement about how many books can stay in the house, as you can see on our little meet here. And, you know, that there's a whole process, culling process. We have a shelf of unread books, and those get, you know, weeded out. So, yeah, there are a lot of books in my life.
So how much of this process or how many Or do you have a percentage of Wisconsin authors? Or, I mean, do you try to promote Wisconsin authors? Or
yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, we are the Wisconsin Book Festival. We take that mantle very seriously. I would say in any given year, something between some like 50 to 70% of the authors either are from Wisconsin or have a Wisconsin connection. The move to digital events, and if you've been to the festival previous to the pandemic, at least while it was at Madison Public Library, most of what you would see is an author who's there representing themselves and their book, reading or talking about how the book was made, and then taking questions from the audience. In shifting to the pandemic virtual setup, every event became a conversation. And one of the things that I took, you know, kind of as an opportunity there was being able to draw those Wisconsin connections with who the moderator was. It's not every time, but it really allowed us to open up, you know, avenues for books that didn't have a Wisconsin connection to start to have a Wisconsin connection. So you'll see that all throughout the virtual events this coming week, Thursday, Friday, and Sunday. And then also our day of in-person events on Saturday, the 23rd, features almost all local or Wisconsin-connected authors. So this year is a real Wisconsin-heavy Wisconsin Book Festival.
What do you think about, I mean, this whole probably COVID business, obviously it's a terrible thing to have, if there's anything good out of it, it may be that Zoom and the virtual meetings really give us a lot of people an opportunity they wouldn't have had otherwise.
That's definitely true. I mean, I've felt that in a world that lost the opportunity for people to go to the theater or go to the cinema or go to a sporting event, bars, restaurants, things that people normally did, I felt very lucky in a certain sense that the content of a book festival event translates very well to a digital medium. You know, if you're sitting in a chair and someone's reading to you, the difference between you sitting in a chair and them reading to you from 20 feet away or reading to you through a screen doesn't really change. We're still able to have the Q&A. You can still get your question answered. We do lose the signing line, and there are any number of wonderful moments when a person gets to meet an author, and we're excited to have that come back on Saturday. But we experienced a really great level of reach through our digital events. And the other thing that was a silver lining was people who couldn't normally or in their daily lives get to an event on a weeknight at Central Library in Madison at 7 p.m. because they work or they have children or they, you know, have accessibility issues, but they were able to watch these events online, and that's going to stick around. We have a number of different means by which we're recording these events, and we'll have replay options for most events after the fact. And so people who can't be there live on Saturday will have the opportunity to watch those events.
That's a real advantage. How are you? How do you publicize that to make sure people know about this?
Yeah, so all of those details about where you can watch online are on our website. I mean, in one way, I do still want people to come and see these authors, particularly on Saturday. That's one of the reasons that we're not just live streaming everything. There really is something in the room if you feel safe and comfortable, and you're vaccinated, wearing a mask. We would love to see you on Saturday. I recognize that, you know, I personally have a 9-year-old unvaccinated person who lives in my home. And so there are different equations for every person. And so we really want to make sure that we are able to make it accessible for the most people that we're able to. We have also seen people from across the state who might have had to drive down to Madison, who are watching every event from their homes in Superior and Marinette County, Milwaukee, wherever, and people across the country and across the globe, actually.
That's the really cool thing that there are so many people who couldn't drive 300 or maybe 1,000 miles. And you're going to keep, I assume what's your general plan for virtual events? Is that going to go going forward? You're going to still be having that as a part?
Yeah, I think as a part, you know, each event kind of is its own little, you know, animal right now. We will try as much as we can to have a replay option for people, for our events. I think that there will be some of authors who just continue to not travel or continue to see some benefit in aggregating the audience. We've had a couple of those events this fall with Tarana Burke and Bob Woodward and Robert Costa, who instead of going out and doing, you know, 15 different cities, they had 15 different book festivals and bookstores come together, and they had one event, and all of those audiences came and watched those events. We were very lucky to be one of those places that was selected for that, and we brought great audiences to both events.
Oh, man. Connor Moran, our guest today, he is the director of the Wisconsin Book Festival, and of course talking about the festival and the authors, and we really haven't gotten into the authors, and we certainly will be doing that coming up. We need to take a quick look at the news, and we'll find out what else is in store for us here on the Ideas Network. And then we'll be back with Connor, and we'll go talk more specifically about the authors that you may be able to see and hear, either virtually or on Saturday in person. I'm Larry Mueller. You're listening to the Ideas Network. Thanks so much for joining us today on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here, the annual Wisconsin Book Festival, bringing together some big names and powerful writers for its annual fall event kicking off this Thursday. And we're getting a special preview of the authors participating from our guest, Connor Moran. He's the Wisconsin Book Festival director, and it's great to have him with us today. And certainly, I hope you'll join in. Are you planning to attend a reading at this year's festival, either in person or maybe online? If you had the opportunity to attend a book festival event in the past, love to hear from you. Give us a call. The number is 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or you could send us an email to ideas@wpr.org. Somebody was wondering if you ever have a general theme or focus for the festival, Connor.
So the festival used to have a theme. It had a theme for the first 12 years that it was run. And when the library took over the festival from the Wisconsin Humanities Council in late 2012, early 2013, one of the things they told us was, if you don't have to do a theme, try not to, because you always end up either having a great book that doesn't fit the theme, and then you're kind of like excusing yourself, or something that you have to pass on, an idea that comes up that doesn't fit the theme. So we opted to go without a theme. I would say, you know, if we have an overarching goal every year, it's to bring as many authors who are talking about issues that we're reading about in the press, we're seeing in the news, the fiction that we're reading about in the book review. We just really want to make Wisconsin a part of these national conversations to the best of our ability. And we really want to be able to bring the things that Wisconsin is talking about out to a national audience. And we're able to do that in so many ways every year.
Yeah, we have a book club, the Larry Mueller Show book club, and we have a theme for the book club this year. This is our first year.
How's it going?
And I can tell you, oh, it's going great. I can tell you sometimes it's difficult to, you know, there's a book that you would really like to have in there, but it really doesn't fit the theme, or the theme gets stretched a little bit.
It does.
So I think our book club book is a theme. We may do away with the theme and just have a book club.
Maybe a seasonal theme. Maybe just three books on a theme, and then you know, can move on. Yeah.
And as a matter of fact, our author, Jesse, is the person, our book club book is. We'll be interviewing her next on. next Thursday at 11 on the 28th or whatever. It's a fantastic book, and she's part as well of the festival, is she not?
Yeah. She's actually been a part of the festival 2 years in a row for her book Transcendent Kingdom. But she was selected, or her book Transcendent Kingdom was selected as this year's Go Big Read title. I alluded to community partners. Go Big Read is a constant community partner. And so Yah will be here on November 3rd in person on, pardon me, at the Memorial Union Theater. As part of both Go Big Read and the Wisconsin Book Festival. We also had the opportunity to host her in conversation with a UW professor, Ina Hiodoro, who runs a website called Brittle Paper about African literature in English. And so it was, again, back to that Wisconsin connection. You can go to our Crowdcast channel and watch that event about Transcendent Kingdom and hear from Yah ahead of her appearance here, but it's a great book.
Yeah, it is. It's a wonderful book, and I'm really looking forward to talking with her on the show on the 28th, I think.
Yep.
28th, I'll be on. And we picked, in part, luckily, her book matched the theme that we were going with this year. And I want to make the Go Big Read book sort of one of the books for sure every year in our book club. So she's one. And when is it's now November 3rd, right?
That's on November 3rd. Yep.
And let's talk about some of the other highlights of the festival.
Yeah, I mean, in my role, I like to think they're all highlights, but definitely there are some that stand out. I think just the first event on Thursday afternoon, where we kick off the fall celebration, is a particularly important one. It's a book called Lifelines by Dr. Liana Wen. The working title for this book was Public Health Saved Your Life Today. And in a world where the Public Health Administration really affects, our day-to-day lives, I think it'll be a really telling book. It'll teach us a lot about how those decisions are made, what public health is doing behind the scenes. It's sure to be an incredible conversation, and that's actually going to be hosted by Kate Archer-Kent from Wisconsin Public Radio.
Yeah.
Conversation. Yeah.
Redeeming Justice?
Yeah. Redeeming Justice is that's going to be a big one. That's going to be a special night at 7:30 on Saturday evening, live in person at Madison Central Library. The author Jared Adams, when he was 17, he was wrongfully imprisoned for a crime he did not commit. Over the next decade, he worked tirelessly to be exonerated. He worked with the Wisconsin Innocence Project and was ultimately exonerated and released from prison. He is now a defense attorney himself. And Jarrett's coming back to Wisconsin. He's going to have a conversation with Stephen Wright, who is the co-director of the Wisconsin Innocence Project, and also an author. Stephen's also an author. So we're really excited about that event. It should be one of those, you really do have to be there kind of evenings.
Yeah, for sure. You can join in with a question or comment. The number's 1-800-642-1234. Give a call or email us at ideas@wpr.org. Let's take a call. Alicia in Oconomowoc, thank you for calling. What's on your mind?
Hey, I'm enjoying the show very much. Connor, this question is directed to you. My daughter, she's an adult, and she's hiked the 2,800 miles of the Pacific Crest Trail, and she's
amazing.
written an elementary level book called The Path of Creaturely Travel. It's a pun on PCT, Pacific Crest Trail. I noticed that all of the books that you've chosen for your festival look to be books for adults. Do you ever feature books for, intermediate grades?
We do. A couple of things that specifically address this year. We have found in the past that it is much more successful for both the author and the festival if we take books for people under 18, directly into the schools. It is, you know, as many people with maybe a teen at home know, it is hard to get that person's attention. It is hard to get them to do something. And additionally, for people with younger children, the child might really love this book, but it's up to the parent to, you know, kind of know that the kid wants to go to this and make time and, you know, busy schedules and all of those things. So we have focused mostly on school visits. And as you can imagine, in the current climate of pandemic schooling, we have not had many school visits. But we do feature children's books every year. This year we've had virtual events with Kevin Henkes, Kashmira Sheth, and a number of other ones. You can find those on our website under ongoing book festival events. We've been doing a lot of book giveaways for children's events. And I would say, you know, like I would tell any author, we do have that proposal period. You can always email bookfest@mplfoundation.org to find out more information or to propose an event. But yeah, we definitely put on a lot of adult events, but we also definitely cater to children's audiences.
And go run by that address by again, Bookfest.
Yeah, it's bookfest@mpl, like Madison Public Library, foundation.org. That is the email for all book proposals for the festival.
Okay. And maybe we can get that book. So a bookfest at mplfoundation.org.
That's right. Yep. And all that information's on our website as well, yeah, under proposals.
Natalie and Jill, maybe we can get that put up on the Larry Mueller Show page, and we can get that. So I guess, Leisha, the advice is take a look at that application form.
Yep, proposal page.
Proposal
sure.
page, yep. and take a look at it. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Thank you very much for calling. You can join in, too, 800-642-1234, or email to ideas@wpr.org. Let's see another Nicholas Butler.
Yeah, Nicholas Butler. You know, for people who don't know, Nick is a Wisconsin author from just outside Eau Claire. He is really just hit the ground running over the last 7 years. I think he's written 5 books. This book's called Godspeed. He'll be live in person at 6 p.m. on Saturday, the 23rd. And this book is so much fun. It's a total departure. He writes, most of his books are really great, kind of thoughtful literary fiction, all set in Wisconsin. And this was really an adventure for him. He came up with this idea out of a conversation he had with a friend about three guys who have to build a house on a really short timeline, and what would happen, and how, you know, all of the misadventures and bad decisions that would go into doing that, staying up late. There's maybe some adult decisions that get made. And Nick really put himself to the task as well, where he gave himself a 3-month timeline to write the book. So he'll tell you, you know, he stayed up late, he got up early, he drank way too much coffee, he was writing it kids' baseball games or swim meets. He was doing everything he could, fitting it in every moment. And it really has that pace. It's really fun. Nick's always a great time. And I'm sure he'll be a wonderful event on Saturday.
Nicholas Petrie.
And Nick Petrie, he is a thriller writer by trade from Milwaukee. And if anyone's a fan of, you know, maybe a Jack Reacher novels or James Patterson, Alex Cross novels, you really need to be reading Nick Petrie. Nick is from Milwaukee. He writes about a character named Peter Ash, who also lives in Milwaukee. And Peter is a veteran with PTSD and, let's say, an overly formed sense of justice. And so sometimes things happen, and Peter just has to take matters into his own hands. This book, The Breaker, is the 6th Peter Ash book. So there's a lot of content for people who maybe aren't familiar with Nick's books, but they're great. He publishes basically just one a year, every year, and he's just churning them out. So we're really excited to have Nick at 4:30 on Saturday afternoon.
And in person.
In person, yep.
Yeah. And let's see, Shakira Diaz?
Shakira Diaz?
Yeah.
Yeah, Shakira Diaz her book Ordinary Girls is a absolutely stunning memoir. Jakira won a Whiting Award last year. And she was a Wisconsin Institute for Creative Writing Fellow in 2019. And so while she was here in Madison, she was finishing this up and kind of going through the publication process. It is a really telling story about her girlhood in Puerto Rico and her upbringing. If you liked Tara Westover's Educated or K.S.A. Lehman's Heavy or The Liars Club by Mary Carr, this is a book that's right up your alley. And Jakira is going to come back to Madison from Miami and be here with us. I really love when we can have a homecoming event like that for somebody who studied here and then offer them the opportunity to come back and talk about their book.
Yeah, that's great. So those are, gosh, have we gone through the, I was trying to think if we've gone through all the Saturday authors.
I mean, that's a lot of them. That's basically, yeah. But, you know, we're going to start Saturday with some books that are really based in Wisconsin. The first book, Education for Democracy, is all about renewing the Wisconsin idea and talking about why the Wisconsin idea was created. We also have UW Professor Greg Mittman for Empire of Rubber. Then we have Christina Clancy for her book, The Shoulder Seasons. Christina lives here in Madison. That book's about a woman who goes to work at the Playboy Club in Lake Geneva and how that summer of her life goes. Erica Halverson, who's a Madisonian, has a book called How the Arts Can Save Education. That's at noon on Saturday. So really just great Wisconsin content all day long. And I shouldn't leave out our events at the Science Festival on Saturday. We have Stephen Nadler and Lawrence Shapiro for their book, When Bad Thinking Happens to Good People, and UW math professor Jordan Ellenberg for his book, Shape, which is all about the geometry of the world around us. So Wisconsin writers writing about a lot of different topics, really varied content. We're very excited.
I'm really amazed at the number of writers.
Yeah.
Who exist here and live That's here right. in Wisconsin. Yeah. I mean, think yeah. about it.
Oh, all the time. I actually think about it all the time.
I mean, yeah. And we're talking about writers who are producing really good work and yep. work that is finding a pretty large audience in a lot of situations.
Yeah, at 1:30 on Saturday, we have a writer named Megan Ojiblin for her second book of essays. Her book's called God, Human, Animal, Machine, and it really delves into kind of the search for meaning in life, technology, faith, artificial intelligence, all these different things. And I've gotten a number of emails this week from people who read about her book 2 weeks ago in the New York Times Book Review. Had never knew that she was a Madisonian and then saw her on the book festival schedule and wouldn't have known without having read about her in the New York Times. And so, yeah, I mean, we had our first in-person event on September 23rd with or 28th with Dantil Moniz. And Dantil was an MFA here. She got her MFA in 2019. She left for a year and she was hired back as an associate professor this year. And her book, Milk, Blood, Heat, is one of the best books of short stories I've read, well, ever, but certainly this year. And that's work that was done here and by a person who's now back here teaching the next MFAs who come here. So it's really impressive.
So it's just exciting to hear about all of this, but let's go back through. So starts on Thursday.
Yep. Starts with 4 o'clock on Thursday, four events, one every hour and a half. Thursday night. Those are all virtual events. We're doing virtual events on Friday night as well from 4 till starting at 8:30. And then all day Saturday, 10:30 a.m. The final event wraps up at about 10 p.m. And then we have one standalone event on Sunday, which is virtual with the science author Mary Roach in conversation with Joshua Foer from the great writing family that brings us Jonathan Safran Foer and Frank Foer as well. And that's a really fun book. Mary Roach, if you haven't read her stuff, she writes kind of like, she makes science really accessible to the common person. This book is about when human life and animal life interact, and maybe, you know, animals break the law or animals don't go where we want them to. It's always fun. She's written books about space. She's written books about, you know, digestion. She's written books about the occult. She's just a great time. And so, we're going to be really excited just before the Packer game, 11 a.m. on Sunday, to bring her and get to, you know, offer that as the final plenary event for everybody.
And of course, this is all, there's free.
It's all free. It's always free. That's one of the things that Madison Public Library cares about the most, is being able to bring you free cultural events. We, in a typical year, we do about 100 free cultural events. Pandemic is usually about 60, 65. But yeah, we want people to be able to bring these books into their everyday lives. Some of our events, we're able to give away books for free. Like we had Sandra Cisneros a couple of weeks ago, and we're able to give books directly to readers. We really want to make books, you know, something easy and something accessible for people.
So what are you most looking forward to as we get into this week?
Oh, I feel like the only real answer I should say is, yeah, Sunday afternoon maybe is the answer. No, I think the thing I'm looking most forward to is seeing all the people coming out for the book festival that I didn't get to see last year. Last year we had a great lineup of authors and we had great events, but I did miss that emotional connection with all those people. You know, this is my 9th festival. There are people who, you know, I see every year, and I'm really looking forward to that. I'm also just really looking forward to some of these conversations. You know, we have Celeste Headlee from PBS for her book, Speaking of Race. We have Carol Anderson for her book, The Second, about the history of the Second Amendment. Roya Hakakian for A Beginner's Guide to America. And these conversations are just so essential and so interesting. I mean, and it doesn't all have to be just, you know, difficult conversations. We're bringing a guy named Larry Olmsted, whose book is about how being a sports fan makes you a happier person.
Yeah.
His book, Fans, is on Saturday afternoon at 4:00. And it just... I love book festival events. I love the connections between readers and authors and the authors with each other. So I'm just really looking forward to the energy coming back.
Yeah, I interviewed Larry Olmsted we do a sports show once a month. And
yeah.
I interviewed Larry, and that'll be a hoot.
He's a fun guy to talk to.
He is a fun guy to talk to. Well, I tell you what, Connor, this has been great. Thank you so much for taking
Thanks
time.
Thanks so much, Larry.
It's been a gas. And so where do we go? What's the website to go to get all the information?
WisconsinBookFestival.org. Real simple for you.
Thanks, Connor.
Thanks so much, Larry.
Connor Moran, Wisconsin Book Festival Director. Great to have him with us. And boy, it's exciting when you hear the authors who are going to be present and your opportunity to listen to them. I hope you take them up on it. Actually, he mentioned the Wisconsin Science Festival, and I'm doing something on the 23rd. I'll be talking about fungi, the good, the bad, and the ugly, with a group of people at the Wisconsin Science Festival. So that's going to be fun, too. Well, let's see. What do we got? Let's see. Tomorrow, PJ Leash is on tomorrow. We'll talk about the world of insects and how climate may have impacted insect populations. So we'll be talking about that tomorrow on the show. In the meantime, thanks for listening. Stay with us. Lots in store. I'm Larry Miller.